47 degrees, 423, a cool Friday afternoon. Brian Moline with you on the DWS News Hour this afternoon. And an announcement from the university a little bit earlier today. They're selling about 150,000 metric tons of certified carbon credits to Chevrolet, which will be retiring those on behalf of the environment. And here to tell us about this particular carbon credit sale and some other things going on with sustainability at the University of Illinois is Professor Ben McCall. He's with the University of Illinois' New Institute of Sustainability, Energy, and Environment. Dr. McCall, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
You're quite welcome. Before we get into specifically the carbon credit sale to Chevrolet, maybe for some of our listeners who aren't totally familiar with how carbon credits work, if you could just give us a little background on that, please.
Sure. Well, the basic idea of a carbon credit is that it's a way of keeping track of a reduction of emission of carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases into the environment. We know very well now that carbon dioxide and other such gases are leading to global climate change and are bad for the environment and bad for our society in general. And so carbon credits offer a way for organizations to track their performance in how they reduce these greenhouse gas emissions. And as in the case of today's announcement, to get financial rewards for their performance that they can then use to further improve their greenhouse gas emission reductions.
Very good. And in this case in particular, oftentimes we hear of businesses selling carbon credits to each other. For instance, Chevrolet could sell some carbon credits to another business that has not yet been able to lower their own emissions. But in this case, it sounds like the carbon credits themselves are simply just going to be retired.
That's a remarkable aspect of this program that Chevrolet has engaged in. Yes, that's right. They are not using these carbon credits to offset their own emissions or to offset anyone else's emissions. They're simply doing this to enable colleges and universities across the country and other organizations to improve their own greenhouse gas reduction performance.
And how is this sale of carbon credits to Chevrolet, how is this going to help the university and their own sustainability goals here in the short and long term?
Well, we have very ambitious goals for our campus. We were the first of the Big Ten universities to sign on to the American College and University President's Climate Commitment, and that's a commitment by our chancellor to make our campus entirely carbon neutral by the year 2050. That means that we will have no net greenhouse gas emissions such as carbon dioxide at all in 36 years from now. So this particular sale is going to allow us to have additional funds that we can dedicate to other projects that will help us reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and ultimately get us closer to that goal of carbon neutrality.
And talk about some of the efforts that the university has made over the last few years to generate those carbon credits that were sold to Chevrolet.
Absolutely. Well, we've done quite a number of things over the past several years. Our facilities and services group has been remarkable in what they've achieved. One thing that they've been doing is going systematically across campus quite a series of buildings. More than 50 buildings now have gone through a process called retro-commissioning, where they send in an interdisciplinary team of experts to look at the building, to look at their heating and air conditioning systems and other systems, and figure out a way to make the building run more efficiently and thereby reduce the energy consumption of the building. That in turn reduces the greenhouse gas emissions. So that's been really good for our campus, not only in terms of the environmental benefits, but also in terms of saving money on our utilities purchases.
Sure. It sounds like maybe the last few years you've been able to grab maybe some of the low-hanging fruit in terms of making things run a little bit more efficiently. What's kind of the next step? How do you maybe use new technologies and other things to maybe get a little bit closer to that goal?
Well, I think it's a number of things. I think there's still quite a lot more low-hanging fruit to be gathered, although it's going to be not quite as easy as it was. There are a lot more buildings that we are planning to go through this retro-commissioning process. We're looking at other measures all across campus, little things like changing out lighting to more efficient fixtures, things like that. A big part of our efforts going forward are going to have to be in the arena of individual decisions, people deciding to turn their lights off when they're not using them, people setting back their thermostats. These kind of small actions by lots of people can really make a big difference. But one other thing that we're going to be moving in the direction of in the coming years is producing energy and purchasing energy from renewable sources. So instead of burning coal and natural gas and things like that to produce electricity, we're moving more in the direction of solar panels and things like that.
All right, very good. Dr. Ben McCall with the University of Illinois Institute of Sustainability, Energy, and Environment. You can find out more on what they're working on online at sustainability.illinois.edu. Dr. McCall, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck in your endeavors.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Dr. Ben McCall with us this afternoon on the DWS News Hour, 428 and 47 degrees, and we've got local news on the way next.